Topic 7.8 is to describe the role of glycolysis in aerobic and anaerobic respiration, including the phosphorylation of hexoses, the production of ATP, reduced coenzyme, and pyruvic acid, or pyruvate. The details of the intermediate stages and compounds are not required. So glycolysis, recall that takes place in the cytoplasm outside of the mitochondrion. And as an overview, we've got glucose being phosphorylated into hexose bisphosphate, that being split into two molecules of GALP, glyceraldehyde phosphate, which you will remember from topic 5, looking at photosynthesis, and then that is oxidized into pyruvate. So, in the first stage, phosphorylation, the glucose is phosphorylated to hexose bisphosphate. This uses phosphate molecules from 2-ATP. So 2-ATP are going in, the 2-ADP are coming out, but because the energy is not going in, it's the phosphate that's going in. There's no inorganic phosphate being released at the same time. So this is substrate level phosphorylation because a phosphate group is just hopping from one molecule to the other. This hexose bisphosphate splits into two molecules of glyceraldehyde 3-phosphate, or GALP. You've probably also seen that written down as TP, triose phosphate. The next stage is oxidation. GALP is oxidized to pyruvate using the coenzyme NAD. Now, if GALP is oxidized, then NAD must be reduced. So NAD is extracting some hydrogen from the GALP, rather, to form reduced NAD. At the next point in this oxidation stage, two molecules of ADP are phosphorylated per pyruvate formed, so the phosphate group gets removed again before the pyruvate continues into the mitochondrion. So there's a little bit more phosphorylation going on, but not of the respiratory substrate. So in summary, we've got glucose, one molecule being phosphorylated to hexose bisphosphate, that splitting into two GALP molecules, which are then oxidized to pyruvate. After that, the pyruvate can enter the mitochondrion. Pyruvate ditches one carbon dioxide and another NAD is reduced. So pyruvate is effectively oxidized to acetate. So that's a two-carbon compound. Acetate is then joined to a coenzyme called coenzyme A to form the molecule acetyl coenzyme A. So in summary, pyruvate is decarboxylated, the carbon dioxide is removed. One carbon atom is removed, so we go from 3 carbon to 2 carbon. NAD is reduced, and pyruvate is oxidized to acetate. Acetate is combined with CoA to form acetyl-CoA. No ATP is produced in this. That is the link reaction. It's worth remembering the regulatory enzyme for glycolysis. That is, or at least the one that you need to worry about, is called phosphofructokinase. If you increase the amount of ADP, or decrease the amount of ATP, or decrease the amount of citrate, which is going to be one of the other ingredients or reactants in the Krebs cycle, that will stimulate the action of phosphofructokinase. If you increase the amount of ATP or increase the amount of citrate, then phosphofructokinase will be inhibited because respiration doesn't need to take place at such a high level because there's plenty of ATP to go round. That's pretty much it for glycolysis.